I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News. Fast food workers in cities around the country went on strike this week. Both local and out-of-state workers gathered outside a Little Rock McDonald's, calling for the right to unionize and for a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Here's my report. More than 50 protesters chanting slogans like, "I believe that we will win and make our wages supersized," weren't contained by Little Rock sidewalks as the striking workers and other organizers gathered in the middle of Broadway Street, adding an obstacle to the morning commute of some drivers. Tawana Scales was among protesters. She's 36, a mother of three, and works at the McDonald's on Broadway. She was supposed to work during the protest, but decided to strike instead. She says she got involved with the group when some local and outside organizers came by the restaurant one day.
People came down here and they asked, did we want to join the Little Rock 15? And certain people decided to join. We put the message out there, but it was your choice.
Scales currently makes $7.60 an hour. She acknowledges $15 an hour may be a steep hill to climb, given that the federal minimum wage sits at $7.25 an hour. A statewide ballot initiative to eventually raise Arkansas's minimum wage to $8.50 an hour will likely improve pay for many fast food workers. But the ones rallying on the street, like Tawana Scales, say that's not enough for a living wage. She says calls for $15 an hour would only be a dream if nobody ever said anything.
You don't say, ask for what we want, then we'll never get it. Now, we might not get it, but at least we're asking for it.
A sizable number of the protesters in Little Rock made the trip down from St. Louis. A group called Show Me 15 has been helping fast food workers across the South and Midwest stage similar events. Matthew Palmer is part of that group and works at a McDonald's in St. Louis while residing in Ferguson, Missouri. He's no stranger to protesting.
In St. Louis, we've been very active. We do a lot of demonstrations like this throughout the city. So we do this on a weekly basis, kind of a little bit.
Protesters proceeded to march down Broadway into the heart of downtown Little Rock as cops directed the swell of traffic around them. Little Rock police say 11 protesters were arrested for disorderly conduct after they refused to leave the street. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.